This spring, sheriffs across the country said they would refuse to enforce new gun laws in their states as part of the Second Amendment Sanctuary County movement. But what happens when other members of law enforcement in those same areas say they'll enforce those laws? For Guns and America, Lee Patterson reports on how this dynamic is unfolding in Weld County in northern Colorado.
It's Friday night in a town called Windsor, and the conservative, gun-loving rocker Ted Nugent is entertaining a crowd. He's talking freedom, politics, and guns.
You know why you have too many elk, don't you? I haven't been here in years.
It was Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams who invited Nugent here. This event is a fundraiser for the sheriff, and the subject is the state's new Extreme Risk Protection Order law, or red flag law.
You know, we're up here talking about the red flag bill. That's what we're getting all this notoriety for in the state. That's
the controversial new law, set to take effect in January, is about guns, mental health, and people in crisis. It allows family members or law enforcement to ask for a court order requiring someone to temporarily give up their guns if they appear to be a risk to themselves or others. But Reams believes the law is unconstitutional and says he's not going to enforce it.
Essentially, what I'm saying is I won't be an applicant for a red flag order.
He says the Weld County Sheriff's Office will still help people in crisis. But what if a family member of someone who lives in his area gets one of these orders from a judge? Would he go and take custody of those guns if necessary?
Well, I have options there. I can call the person and tell them, hey, you're the recipient of a red flag order. It's not as simple as the way you stated it, but the long and short of it is this: I'm not going to confiscate someone's guns.
Reams has said as much to national outlets like Fox News and CNN. He said he'd rather go to jail than enforce this law. For now, it's strong rhetoric that hasn't been tested. And Reams is talking about it in part because it's a political issue. He's an elected official, unlike police chiefs who are appointed.
Lee Patterson.
Lee, nice to meet you.
Like Mark Jones, the police chief at the Greeley Police Department.
Are you planning to enforce the Extreme Risk Protection Order law, assuming it takes effect in January?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's my role as the police chief to make sure the department enforces the laws that are on the books.
Jones is pretty cautious on this issue. He chooses his words carefully, emphasizing the uncertainty around a law that hasn't taken effect yet. On one hand, Jones says he supports the Second Amendment.
On the other hand, I also am a police chief in an era where mental health issues are probably at all-time highs. I do believe there are people in our society that have no business having guns.
Sheriff Steve Reams and Chief Mark Jones do have a lot in common on mental health and on guns, but they differ on enforcement. So if you live in Weld County, what does that mean for you?
Describe to me how jurisdiction works.
Things that happen in Greeley are pretty much left to the Greeley Police Department, and then things outside of Greeley and unincorporated or rural is left to the sheriff.
According to state data, as of 2017, around 300,000 people lived in Weld County, 49,000 of them in unincorporated parts of the county, entirely under the sheriff's jurisdiction. Exactly what that means isn't entirely clear, either for access to an extreme risk protection order or for being the target of one. The forms and procedures are still being drawn up. I reached out to domestic violence shelters and suicide prevention organizations. They work with people who are affected by gun violence and who could be affected by this law. Some expressed uncertainty about it. An advocacy group, Mental Health Colorado, said it believes that everyone should have access to this law and that saving lives should not be a partisan issue.
Thank you for supporting this great man. But Colorado, it's in your hands.
Like the event with Ted Nugent and the Star Spangled Banner. Sheriff Steve Reams was fundraising.
The red flag bill is just one step towards a really bad path for this state. If we don't fight back hard and we don't fight back strong, we're going to lose this state.
The Extreme Risk Protection Order law is part of a larger political clash in a state that is both growing more populated and more politically mixed. That's why some here call the new law a much-needed life-saving measure, while others say it's an unconstitutional gun grab. For Guns in America, I'm Lee Patterson.